Now I'm kind of excited about my next broadcast partner. He's our oldest son, Jim Jr., and along with his brother, Rick, they are in Romania. They're there for a conference with pastors, and the focus is Bible prophecy. Jim, I know you're in Romania, but whereabouts in Romania are you located right now?
Dad, we're in the southwest corner of Romania, very close to Timișoara, Romania, where the revolution started against the communists. We're very close to that city. It's actually, it's up in the mountains. It's a beautiful place. We're at a resort. Well, it's not really a resort. It's a conference center that was built by K. Arthur's Precept Ministries. So we're here holding this conference here.
Now, you are holding a conference, as I understand it, with a group of pastors, of Romanian pastors. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Romanian pastors, missionaries, youth workers. There are close to about 100 people that are here.
That is exciting to me. And the focus, you're trying to assist these Christian workers, and in particular the pastors, to be equipped to teach the Word of God, but in particular the prophetic Word of God. What's the reaction? How are they receiving your teaching?
Well, you know, Dad, in this area of Romania, amillennialism and different aspects of interpreting Bible prophecy, are the pastors here and those that go to the churches are very steeped in that aspect of interpreting Bible prophecy. We are here teaching pre-tribulation, premillennial, dispensationalism view of Bible prophecy. So it's going great, but I am surely being put to the test.
What do you mean by that? Do you have some Q&A times when they're taking you to the wall, buddy?
I just got done with Q&A, and believe it or not, there are a lot of people here that are thanking me for teaching this. For years, they are trying to get this into their churches. And it's not the pastor's fault. They were taught this in their seminaries and their schools of learning that they went to. And so now for years, there are people that have been involved in trying to get the pre-tribulation, premillennial view of eschatology into the churches and into this area so that people can understand, because they understand that is the right way of interpreting Bible prophecy.
So you're basically giving them a foundation to be able to go back to their churches, to their different ministries, and teach the prophetic Word of God from a literal approach, from a fact that God has a plan for the Jewish people, and our responsibility is to glorify the Lord in everything that we do, which is the basis for dispensationalism, which is, of course, where you get the premillennial approach to understanding. And for a definition for those eavesdropping on the conversation, premillennial means that Jesus Christ will come before the millennium, the thousand-year millennial kingdom talked about in the book of Revelation, chapter 20, verses 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. And so this is key for your understanding. You have to approach the scriptures in your study literally. That's what they're doing. And how have they been receiving the fact that God does have a plan for the Jewish people? The amillennial approach says that the church has replaced Israel as it relates to God's promises. But are your pastors and your missionaries and all of the workers there receiving that fact that God does still have a plan for the Jewish people?
There's some reluctancy to that, Dad. And again, you have to understand that these men have been teaching this. They've been taught this their whole life. But, you know, you came up with a great way of teaching this. And as we teach our trio of triplets, that there are three strands of the human family. There are three books of the Bible that pertain to those three strands and the three remaining events in Bible prophecy. And as you teach that and you lay that out, it really is hard to argue with it. So there's some arguing going on, but we're doing it all in love.
That's great. You're doing it in love. Well, this is such a blessing to your mother and myself, Jim, because you and Rick, our two sons, are there continuing on the ministry that your mom and I started it a number of years ago. I remember the first time that I was into Europe, we went over to Romania, and we were confronted by exactly what you've been confronted by, the fact that by default, these pastors don't understand true eschatology as you approach it from a literal interpretation of the scriptures. They asked me to come back to one particular church where I was, which had a seminary. and debate the issue with their students. I was not able to work that into the schedule, but now you guys are there, and I'm so excited about this prospect. It's a real need in that part of Europe. In fact, all of Europe, is it not, Jim?
It sure is. And Dad, I've got to tell you, when I first started our sessions last night, there were several pastors that came to me, and they remember those meetings of you teaching them in Bucharest back several years ago when you were here with Bill Stafford and Wayne Barber, and they wanted to send you greetings, and they extended again the invitation to you to come back and teach in their churches.
Well, I'm not sure that your old man's going to be able to do that, but you guys make sure that you have contact with them, because you and Rick, I believe, are the future as far as our ministry is concerned, but in particular, reaching out to Europe. I understand that your brother Rick also made some contacts in France, the possibility of replicating what you guys do in Montenegro with the sports evangelism type approach to reaching young people. Is that the case?
Yes, sir, it sure is, Dad, and we have a great contact. We've looked into Lyon, France, and we're really excited about the possibility of working with a missionary who can't really be called a missionary. So he's called a pastor there, and he is a pastor, has a church, but he's a missionary to Muslims in that area of France, and so we're looking forward to that. We're also here in Romania with one of the life missionaries, Iulian Ivamescu, and he is the head of the Romanian aspect. They have a youth camp here, the same thing that we do in Montenegro. Iulian is doing that here in Romania. Our nephew, my nephew Josh, your grandson, worked with Iulian for years at his camp. And so he has been the instrumental, the pushing part, in getting all these pastors together to come. And frankly, when he arrived here, Dad, he didn't know if there would be two pastors here or if there would be 100 pastors. And the conference has turned out as well attended.
Well, that is fantastic. By the way, I think Iulian was one of my students there at the Bible Institute in Hungary.
He sure was, Dad. He remembers when the students made a sculpture of you made out of snow.
That snowman I'll never forget. You're also working with the leader of Life, Eric Murphy, and he has a real heart for that part of the world, doesn't he?
Oh, he sure does. He started, he was for almost 20 years in Hungary, with the Great Word of Life ministry there, Elet Sava. And then he left there and started a ministry and went more to Central Europe, to Romania, to Serbia, to Montenegro, to Dubrovnik, Croatia. So he is branching out and really taking this message in an area of the world where there are very few missionaries and even fewer churches.
Yes, and the fact is these churches have pastors who really don't have the extensive training of some of the pastors, say, for example, in the United States or in other parts of the world. So this is a great, great assistance coming alongside of these pastors and teaching them. I just kind of, as we're talking in this conversation, Jim, I realize that the two go together, evangelism and then edification, evangelizing people who need to be saved and then edifying those saved, and in particular, the pastors and church leaders, so they'll understand what God's word is saying to them and helping them to realize what time in history we're living.
That sure is, Dad. In fact, I used that same analogy last night as I was teaching these pastors, that they need to use both of them together. And that's the two arms of Christianity.
Yes, that is so good. Well, now, what other than the foundational truths of our trio of triplets, three members of the human family, three books that are so key to understanding Bible prophecy, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Revelation, and the three main events in the future, the rapture, the return of Christ, and then the great white throne judgment, what else are you teaching and focusing in on maybe some of those three books?
Well, we're going to be focusing in on the four major trends, and I'm showing the men here and all those that are attending what we use as we are looking at Bible prophecy and what keeps us focused and how close and determining how close that we are to the event of the rapture of the church. And you know those four major trends, the anticipation for peace, the alignment of the nations, everything that's being done as far as the temple being rebuilt and the return of the Jews to the land of Israel.
Yes, that is so prevalent throughout all of the prophetic passages in God's Word. Well, Jim, give love to Julian and also to Eric, the members of the Life team that we're partnering with there. Give greetings to your brother, my son, Rick, and praise the Lord for what you're doing. Godspeed as you continue on. Give greetings to all of those in the conference as well from here in the United States.
I will do that, Dad.
Thank you so much, buddy. And you guys stay safe, and we'll see you when you get back.
Yes, sir.